And we're back for another episode of The Last Storm. We're pumped up to be here, man. Three-game winning streak for the Thunder. And that win against the Warriors was so sweet, bro.
Dude, it was the sexy on top of everything else that's going down right now. And no better way of ending what we've been seeing with this team than right now. Like, they played out there with their hearts on their chest or on their sleeves. You got a complete all-around finish from Shea. These guys, they put it out there. Shea's defense last night, best I've seen in a long time. I'm really excited about the way that Shea stepped up his defense and playing Clay and shutting him down. And big steal by Isaiah Joe when Shea just took Clay and just schooled him. To me, this is a huge win for us, but I don't know, man. I still missing J-Dub, you know, last night and then today was hard because I love what our rookies are. I love who our rookies are. And this is one of those things where now we get to see Jang play a little bit more, hopefully.
Yeah, and we got another game coming up tonight. So against the Suns, it's going to be crazy. Shea sits out for the second half of the back-to-backs. Like you said, Jang is coming on big time. We saw massive contributions from everybody all around. But it's really fun being a Thunder fan right now because every game we get to watch a rookie do special things. And last night it was all Jang, baby. That step back he had at the buzzer, holy fuck, bro.
He just took the ball. Like, you know those guys that have the natural leadership styles? Like, he came down with the ball. He knew where he was going with it the whole time. He knew he was going to get the open shot. He wasn't interested in passing it. And I like that. I like the fact that he took possession of that at 19 years old. You don't see that type of, I'm taking this ball and I'm bringing it down the court and I'm going to shoot it just before the buzzer. I loved it, man. It showed a type of leadership. But really, man, like, it's all these young guys. Right. I mean, you think about Jay Will, you think about J.R. Reed, and I before we got on here, I called it the Sacred Eight.
What do you mean?
The Sacred Eight are the last eight draft picks that Sam Presti has made.
Okay, yeah, 4-4.
They're
four
the Sacred Eight, right. All right? So if we look at them and we were able to break them down and we're understanding exactly where Sam Presti is going with this, we understand exactly what Sam Presti is doing with this, these eight guys are the embodiment of what this organization is going to be like for the next 20 plus years. If you look at these eight guys and you look at them and you're saying, okay, let's look at JRE, you know, hustler, glue guy, Jay Will, hustler, glue guy, question mark, more maybe?
Right.
Okay, right? You've got Aaron Wiggins, mm-hmm. a glue guy to the core, all right? You've got, on the other side, you have on the first round, you've got J-Dub, Jang, Chet, and then you have Trey Mann. All right, guys?
Don't forget Josh Giddey, right?
Oh, yeah. Don't forget Josh Giddey.
Yo, 17.
Just making sure you guys are listening.
11 and 17, right? 17 points, 11 rebounds, 17 assists, bro. That's a hell of a game, 17. Dude. People are telling us we were a little quick to ask the question about a sophomore slump, and I don't blame them. But, dude. Think about what you're saying, man. This commitment by Sam Presti to continue to give us young talent that has unlimited upside, even to the point where he says, I want the 11th and the 12th pick, back-to-back picks in the same draft because I believe in these guys. And you think back, it's like, I've seen somebody do kind of like this type of thing, trade up, get back-to-back picks. And I'm like, wait, didn't the Timberwolves do it 1 year? And they traded up to get Johnny Flynn and Ricky Rubio, and they left Steph fucking Curry on the board, bro?
Jesus Christ, man. All right.
That's what we're seeing. But we're seeing it in this level of grabbing two stars instead of missing the one star. It's kind of pretty spectacular, bro.
Yeah, you're right. And you think about this draft. Remember what I said when we went into the draft? I said I would rather have two picks in the, you know, mid-teens or before the mid-teens, the mid-double digits.
Mid to late lottery kind of range.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, this is where I would like to have a couple picks, you know? And at that time, all we had was the 12th pick, and nobody gave us an opportunity to think about the Knicks trading their pick. And I had heard whispers that Knicks were trading their pick, and I was concerned because I knew there's a lot of people that were tracking Sam Presti's, you know, picks. So when it came out that we got that pick, I was just like, holy shit, he protected J-Dub. That was a protection of J-Dub, recognizing that Jang was not only a worthy pick, but somebody that we were going to be able to take, and hopefully in the next year, 18 months, he would be productive. I was not expecting him to be this productive early on at 19 years old. I just wasn't, guys. Like, I can sit here and say I expected Jay Will to be good. I expected these other guys to be good. But when I talked about Jang, I said I feel like his time this year is going to be the majority of the G League. And it has. But he's grown and matured so quickly in the G League, I have to take a step back and say he's ready for more. And then all of a sudden, we've seen in the last couple of games what he can do. And it's like, I want more minutes for Jang.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like 20 minutes isn't enough. I want more. I want to see what he can do with 25, 30 minutes. Well, guess what? Now he has two more guards out that are injured. So who's going to step up, guys? Let me just tell you who's going to step up. All right. Josh Giddey, step up. Isaiah Joe, step up. So why don't we just call Isaiah Joe? So Joe and Josh, we call him JoJo, right? All right. So we got some JoJo going on, right? And then we have, in my opinion, is Jay Will is going to have to step up in a big way. Okay. His defensive presence and getting the charge is going to have to happen. But if you're looking at the next player, in my opinion, that's got to have to step up and have a 20-point game for us to win, that's Jang. Jang, in my opinion, is where we're going to lean tonight. We've been getting him ready. We've been getting him ready to play 25 to 30 minutes. And if he's playing effective tonight in the beginning, there is no doubt in my mind that he's going to get those minutes tonight. So I'm excited about it, dude. If he comes out there and puts up a 20-piece, you know, with 10 rebounds, nice little double-double, and you know what? Everybody's going to take a step back and be like, what the fuck's going on? Like, not just what the fuck's going on, but you're going to see some poaching of our coaching staff and our developmental staff this next year. And that's okay because Sam Presti's been planning that for a while. We already have the guys that are replacing them probably in the system. So that's where we're at right now, guys. We're sitting in a really good spot with this Thunder team because of the draft picks that Sam Presti has made. Not for now, not just right now with a J-Dub one, which we didn't think J-Dub was going to be this effective this early. Not the J-Will, but all the other small picks in between. The I'm protecting J-Dub pick with Jang. I am making sure that Chet wants to come to Oklahoma City, right? It's not a coincidence that Chet went over to the Orlando Magic and left a day early, didn't give him his medical stuff. He did not want to go there. And that was super clear exactly where he wanted to go. And that's why I keep coming back to it in my mind. Where exactly does J-Dub, where does exactly Jang, where does exactly Chet belong in this draft in 2 or 3 years down the road? And there's no doubt in my mind that in 2-3 years down the road that these guys are going to be the next level, are going to be the understanding that there is no better players in this draft than 1, 2, 3. And I think about it all the time. And I think about Kawhi. And I think about Giannis. And I think about Steph Curry. And I think about all these other guys that have come through the league that have been late picks. Right, guys? That have been late picks. And I can't help but wonder how many guys that we have on this team that are going to be like that. Whether it's Jang, whether it's Jay Will, because I have this feeling about Jay Will that I can't really put my tip in it. I really can't figure it out. But the reality is what Jay Will is able to do and how he is able to change the game by playing defense and taking charges and how he's able to get to the hole and how he's able to hit that mid-range shot and how he's able to hit that knockdown three when he's wide open, guys. I get these like ideas that maybe this could be a better version of Kevin Love. Why not? Kevin Love was phenomenal early on. Yes, he was averaging 30 and 20 or 30 and 10 a couple seasons there in Minnesota, but he was on a sucky team. So for me, I'm looking at it and I'm saying Jay Will, right, guys, could be a better version because of the way he plays. He could be a more effective shooter. He could be one of those guys that he could get a ton of rebounds. I mean, we've seen in games that he's had 15 to 17 rebounds in games. Like, he's a gobbler when it comes to rebounds, but more so, he changes. And we watched it last night. After he got a couple charges, these guys would come down the lane and they would pull up and they would make sure that they would do these things. I love the way that Jay Will makes guys stop before they get to the hoop. He makes them stop on the dime before he gets to the hoop. And there's no better guy, in my opinion, than Jay Will in understanding that. I'm excited that we have these guys. I'm excited that we have a temple. I'm excited that the way that our defense is playing is so locked down and so shutting down. And then on top of that, you have to put in the way our offense is attacking the hole. And the way that Coach D has designed this offense to make it so that we're highlighting all the players that we are. There is not a single team in the league that is able to do what we're able to do on defense and offense. And that's why if we can average 125 to 130 points, we could do something crazy the last 17 games of the season. This team is primed. This team is ready. And I am ready. Thank you very much for joining us. I will see you guys tomorrow. Mark's internet was having issues. I apologize for that, but we'll see you guys tomorrow.